It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than Joe and getting the heave-ho. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. You can also watch us live in living color on Facebook. Go to the Davin's Den page on Facebook. It is streaming over there. Audio is better on Davin Comedy, but we're much prettier on Facebook Live. I am your host, Davin Roseblatt. I'm joined by the social justice warrior, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
And the woman with a puss on her face, Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
How are you? If you're watching, Pip went down on it and came up with it. She got a, she got a pussy on her face, so we're dealing with that tonight. Of all the nights for video to work. All right. On the show, Scambusters, as former Trump chief political strategist Steve "How Many Shirts Can I Wear" Bannon gets arrested for a fraudulent build-a-wall scheme. He seemed like such an honest feller. School floors, as the Trump administration makes teachers essential workers, which means they can stay in the classroom even if they have the ill COVID-19. Reds announcer Tom Brenneman is heard using a homophobic slur on the air. Amazon is removing shirts that say Joe in the Ho. Ice cream truck music. And listen, if you haven't read one of Joe's blogs recently, this is a good one to catch up on. We combined ice cream and trucks, two passions of Joe, and it was really quite a blog. As it turns out, the ice cream truck music that you grew up with, racially insensitive, racial overtones. Joe will give his take on that. We'll give our take on that. Scamming Scammers with Carolyn. I got a little something different for you kids this week when we start off. Going to do a little something different with the Scamming Scammers. So much to do. So much to do. Glad you're here. If you don't watch or listen to us, and we'll give you till Thursday to check in. We either watch the video or the podcast. We will have Kimberly Guilfoyle come to your house and scream at you for 6.5 minutes.
You're still a little exuberant, huh?
Exuberant? Listen, if she was a Democrat, you and Donald Trump would be going, "She's shrill. That's a nasty woman." Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Now I understand why she's been divorced multiple times. Holy cow. Oh.
That was a lot.
Kimberly Guilfoyle is Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, and she spoke at the Republican National Convention. She actually used to date California Governor Gavin Newsom. I don't know how that happened. Can you just imagine what those fights were? But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't really want to get too much into the political conventions necessarily, but oh my God, she was very angry. And it kind of goes back to like what I've been talking about for a couple of months here. Like, they're in charge. Why are they angry? Where'd Joe go? Oh, is Joe going to come out with a pussy face?
No.
Joe is blowing himself. All we see is Joe's back. He is bent over in his chair. All right, Joe, enjoy yourself. Take a nice time out for you. I don't know.
You know what? He can hear. We can see. You know,
it's just weird.
Zoom life is all about now.
It's just weird. He just disappeared. He bends himself over. I'm used to Joe clapping.
Well, what happened was my phone charger was not working. I'm at 40%, so I got my porta charger, and my porta charger, I guess, was not charged. So I have the outlet right next to me, and I put the charger in there because I don't have a long enough extension cord.
All right, well, we
appreciate
you being proactive. So anyway, yeah, so Kimberly Guilfoyle, a very, very angry lady. I can only only assume Don Jr. is not giving her the high hard one, because if he was, I would think it would take a little bit of the edge off. I don't mean to be sexist, but I really don't fucking give a shit if I am. But it was a bit much. I mean, you know, whatever. So why are you yelling at me, lady? We are just kicking off this convention. And, you know, it was funny because earlier the Trump campaign had said, early in the day, said it's going to be optimistic, things to look forward to. That's going to be the tone of the convention. And it's hellfire and brimstone, and this lady's yelling at me. It's like, oh my God. Click, I have to get to 90 Day Fiancé, where the ladies are just yelling at guys that are fucking them over and not the whole country. Click, 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 click.
I'm not watching the convention. I saw it on video afterwards, and I saw her tone and her gesticulations. Yeah. And I was like, if that was a teacher, I'd be running to the principal for help.
I didn't watch it live. I watched the clip. I came home and I fell asleep. That's why you got the clips at 1:30 in the morning.
Fell asleep? We have your new alarm clock. Kimberly will fucking yell at you to get you out of bed. You know what's weird, though, about the whole thing? They're not doing it in front of an audience for the most part, which is the responsible thing to do. Certainly, no, I'm not going to critique them for that. But the way she was gesticulating and yelling at us, it was like she was doing it in front of an audience. You got to talk differently. You know, what was it? FDR that used to have the fireside chats? That's what you got to do in that situation. You got to bring it down a notch, talk to the American.
Well, they never did that before. That's why when you're doing a dinner show, you can't have the same demeanor as a bar show. You have to learn that.
Joe, they're familiar with this technology by now. It's been months. They saw the Democrats do it. I mean, and it's but who's telling her? You know what you should do? Get up there and yell as loudly as possible. That'll be fantastic. And then hold your arms really wide and your mouth really open so we can make memes with you later on. That would be great, Kimberly. Go for it.
What she probably was told is go out there. And you have to show excitement like you're actually at the live convention, like there was people there, like you're at the auditorium. And that's probably what she did. And not so much.
I got to tell you, if that's her performance, I'm thinking she's terrible in bed. And again, I don't care if it sounds sexist or misogynistic or has nothing to do with anything. I'm just going to say that right now. I don't give a shit.
But she's a screamer.
No, but I think it's like this. Oh, you're the best. Do it better. Why aren't you doing it deeper? Harder. America's dying. I need it harder.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Moose in Canada going, boy, he's a sure fuck. Yeah.
It was terrifying because she also, while she was talking, had a grimace on her face most of the time, like very intense. And I thought, she's angry. And she's angry at America for not appreciating all the great things they're going to have. And I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like her and Don Jr. got in a fight right before that happened. You know what it's like. You get ready to do something, your big performance, then your fucking spouse starts a fight with you, your loved one starts a fight with you, and you fuck everything up. You're in a bad mood. I feel like Don Jr. said, oh, you're really going to wear that? Something like that at the last moment, and it just fucking set her up. She was on the five for years.
Yeah, like if your wife wants to go to the gig, and you get in a fight in the car.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you're in the worst mood, and it's like, you gotta go in. All right, man, let's just drop it here, and we'll discuss this when we get back home. Then you gotta go in somewhere and be the life of the party.
Yeah, my wife used to do it when she was my girlfriend when I was first starting out. Never fucking failed. Right before a show, whether she was coming with me or not, she's gonna pick a fight. I feel like Don Jr. picked a fight with like Kimberly Guilfoyle. Like right beforehand, she was in a shitty mood and she took it out on America.
She took it out on America.
You know what you did, America? This is your fault. And then,
Democrats, think about what you did.
Jesus Christ, you scared me. That's not going to make me vote for her. That's going to make me run away. And then, like, and then people are like looking. I guess Don Jr.'s eyes look like he was stoned or something. I guess that's what people are saying. I mean, I didn't get that from his speech or anything, but that's what the people were saying from his eyes. So now I'm just like envisioning, like, Don Jr.'s like smoking a doob behind stage. Kimberly wants a hit, and he fucking won't let her Bogart any. So now she's pissed off because he's not fucking cheering. And you know Don Jr.'s got good shit. You know he's getting the good shit from South America. You know they're fucking picking that caravan. They're not letting them in, but the Trumps are taking all the good drugs. You got to stay in Mexico, but we'll take your drugs over here. So Kimberly wants a fucking hit to take the edge off, and Junior's not letting her have it. So now she's even more pissed off. Don Jr. says the dress is ugly, won't share the drugs, says her ass looks fat in that dress, says she's got cankles like Hillary. Kimberly's all set off. It's not her fault. It's Don Jr.'s fault that America got a talking to.
Yeah, and also as she was going on in her speech, I mean, she doesn't have to say, and another thing, motherfucker.
I feel like she did. I feel like she did, Joe. I feel like the Statue of Liberty was listening. I'm just going to turn out my light and try to hide in the harbor. I hope she doesn't see me.
I really enjoyed Colbert's take that they ran her yelling, and then they come back to him, and he just sneaks up from under the camera. And it's a mad lady gone. It's a screaming lady gone.
I feel like America was in a fight with Kimberly Guilfoyle, and she's like, you know what you did, and remember that time you did that? Remember that time you voted for Obama twice? You made him president twice? I didn't forget that. You did that, America. You did that.
I know.
If there was a press conference and it was like, Ms. Guilfoyle, what led to that speech? Nothing. Nothing. Certainly there had to be. No, nothing, no. Well, do you feel America's fine? Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. Okay. Well, you
want to
change? No, just
keep it. She doesn't want to talk about it right now, but then she's going to call up some red states later and bitch about the blue states. I can't believe New York did this. And did you see what New Jersey did? The look New Jersey gave me? And I don't know what Pennsylvania's thinking, but I don't like the way they're leaning. I don't like it one bit.
Well, what would you do? No, that's fine. Do what you want.
Florida, I see your hard on down there, but I'm telling you right now, Florida, if you don't pony up, you're never getting this again. You know that.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
The country seems to think you were talking with your mother before you had your speech.
I can't believe America did this to me. I gave him the best years of my life. Damn you, America! You with your stupid ego and your old Uncle Sam. I never liked your Uncle Sam. Always like hugging me like Joe Biden and smelling my hair. I never liked that Uncle Sam. Not one bit. I want you. Well, you can't have me, America. You can't have me, Uncle Sam.
Don't let Uncle Sam drink at the party. You have to take it away from him.
Oh, but gets all touchy-feely, and then he wants you. You want to play with my hat? No, I don't want to play with your hat.
No, well, I feel like America was in a fight with Kimberly Guilfoyle, and we didn't know what we did.
Speaking of Uncle Sam, I go to the pool. I have these American flag shorts. I have an American flag mask.
Because I got to tell you, Joe, I got to tell you, nothing says patriotism like our flag on your ass. Let me tell you that right now.
Well, hear me out on this, and then I have an American flag. I did not intentionally put all this shit together.
Oh, stop it. Stop it right there. You're a semi-functioning human being. You know what you're doing.
No. I get home from the day program. I have a limited amount of time to jump in a pool, so I come home, and the mask is in the car, the bathing suit is in the house, and the towel is in my beach box that I have in the garage. So I want to get to the pool, so I just put on my swim shorts. I grab the towel, and I have the thing in the car. I walk into the pool. I go, I look like Uncle Sam on his day off.
Uncle Sam's kicking back. It's been a rough 2020. He's just kicking back and relaxing for a few.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of months. I just get the afternoon off and go to the pool. Yeah.
You're such a patriotic doggy paddler.
Could you please write your name on the thing? Sign-in sheet. Okay, Uncle Sam.
Look at me, lady.
Like, when they have those pictures of Santa Claus on the beach, like him vacationing, that's kind of you as Uncle Sam vacationing.
Now, Joe, when you walked in with that getup, did anybody take a knee? Because then you would have treated them like Kimberly Guilfoyle. You would have given them a stern talking to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But it's like I'm walking in and I'm like, and I think who was there that day? I think my neighbor was there, and the girl who's the lifeguard and stuff like that. But I'm like, I'm walking in and it's like the pool closes at 7, and it's like 6:35. I'm not heading back to the house. I'm going to walk in and I'm like, people are going to be thinking I'm one of these far right wing nuts, you know.
Isn't that weird? I'm glad you said that. And Pip, do me a favor, check your settings. Make sure your Zoom microphone is on because I don't see it registering over here. But yeah, it's not registering. So you got to fix your settings. So nobody's heard you thus far. We've heard you on the podcast and the radio, but not on the Zoom.
Okay.
It is interesting how we're so politicized now that the American flag is now politicized. I'm glad you said that because I find myself not even feeling the same way I used to feel about it. Like after 9/11, when we all had American flags and we showed our patriotism, but I believe Opie and Anthony said it by having it fall off on the West Side Highway. You couldn't get enough American flags. But we were all in this. There you go, Pip. You're back. That we were all in this together. But now it is kind of interesting how the flag does seem partisan, and that should never feel that way. I mean, and that's how divided this country is. But we should all be under that flag. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
because like I said, I wasn't out to go, I'm a right-wing America. There was just shit that was available. The mask is in the car, the shorts are in the drawer, and the towel's in the garage, you know? I'm like, and I got 25 minutes to go splash in the pool. I'm not going to sit there and put an ensemble together, you know, to get to the fucking pool.
Yeah, fun. Right.
You're too funny.
But I know what you mean about, like, right after Trump was elected, I saw there were this pair of kids that were driving around the parking lot in one of the local malls not near me, and they had American flags on both sides of their truck, and they're going, yeah, and driving around the truck. And I was like, ugh. Because I didn't have to say anything. I knew what it was about. They're, yeah, in your face. I'm an American. I'm like, yeah, I am too, but I don't use the flag as a weapon.
You know what's interesting? Like, with the name Trump, like, I never with any other president saw it, like, on, like their own Trump flags or merchandise. I think it's just because the name Trump sounds cool. I think that's why it's, like, on all the flags. Like, if you see, like, a lot of the boats, they have, like, Trump flags. Like, if his last name, same guy, but his last name is, like, Rosenzweig. You're not seeing a bunch of Rosenzweig flags or anything. I just think cause it's, like, a cool, powerful sounding name. If it was Drumpf, I don't think, which is his real name, you know, the family's real name.
Because it's one syllable.
Yeah, but also because also it means something in the American language to trump something to be better than. I just think the name fits to the testosterone that he's trying to invoke. Now whether he does invoke that testosterone or not, I don't want to get into right now. But I just don't remember like saying Bush or Obama or it's just like something new like Trump flags all over the place.
Yeah, I've never seen a president's name so much ever anywhere.
And
it's interesting.
I will say, and this is, I mean, most of them are just like Trump flags that are red, white, and blue, and that's fine. But once in a while, you see like an American flag with like Trump on it, and I think that's kind of wrong. I mean, especially if you're against people kneeling and or burning the flag, I don't think you should put a person's name, whoever the name is, whatever it is, on the American flag. I think the American flag should stand on its own.
It's owned by everybody.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker for me, but you know.
Well, all right, what happens if it was an American flag and where the stars, the 50 states are, it was Hillary or AOC? That would piss you off. It'd be like, why are you doing that? It's an American flag.
Yeah, I guess. Like I said, it wasn't a deal breaker for me, you know?
I'm not starting a fight over it, Joe.
No, I mean,
it's not a deal breaker, but I just... And I talked about it before when I saw, like an American flag. I was driving today, and I guess it was, like, a Blue Lives Matter flag, and it's, like, the blue stripe running through the flag. Again, it's like, I don't have a problem if you want to be Blue Lives Matter, whatever. You know, I don't want to get into all that right now, but I just think... The flag is the flag. And listen, you have freedom of speech. I'm not going to take that away from you. But usually those people are like, you better stand for the flag and don't burn the flag, blah, blah, blah. Then leave the flag, leave the American flag the way it is and create another flag for whatever you want and fly them together with the American flag on top. And, you know, your Trump flag or your Blue Lives Matter flag or your Hillary flag, whatever, your Biden flag. I don't give a shit what it is. But I just, listen, I'm not a big, huge flag guy, but I just, it always strikes me as a little... Wrong.
The first time I saw the Blue Lives Matter flag, I didn't know what it was for, and I immediately thought it was some kind of underground cult thing. I really didn't know.
No, dear. That's QAnon. That's QAnon, which has two candidates running for Congress. One of them who's going to get in. That's a different, completely type of batshit crazy. This is not that.
And that is batshit.
Yes. Yes, I'm not going to ask Joe to defend that. I'm not going to ask Joe to defend Trump defending that. I'm not going to do that because I don't think Joe is going to defend QAnon. I don't think Joe is that insane.
Who is that?
QAnon.
Who's QAnon?
Really? You don't know who QAnon is?
Well, that's refreshing. Good. But you should look it up. And see some of the stuff that they believe in.
Well, let's put it this way. The FBI has deemed it a domestic terrorist threat, and we have two members of QAnon running for office, and Donald Trump supports it because he hears they like him. So,
yeah.
But so what QAnon believes, along with many things, is that the deep state is controlled by... liberals and entertainers who are satanic pedophiles who eat babies, and Donald Trump is here to save us all from them.
Literally eat babies.
Not like we would joke, hey Joe, make me a clip about some baby eating. Give me a bumper for our baby eating segment. No, they actually think it's for reals. That's why I was not going to ask you to defend that.
QAnon.
You can look it up later on if you want. Yeah, man, they're huge Trump supporters. They're a bunch of fucking nuts. Remember Pizzagate? Remember that whole Pizzagate thing where they said Hillary was running a pedophile ring out of a pizza place? Do you remember that thing when she was running, Joe?
Not offhand, no.
Anyway, all right. Well, that was QAnon, and a guy following QAnon went in there and shot up the place. Nobody was hurt, thankfully. But yeah, there's been acts of terror and violence because of QAnon. And so we got a congresswoman running in Trump's district in Florida who Trump congratulated. Now this woman, I think her name is Laura Loomer, has been banned from every type of social media. She's banned from Uber. She's banned from Uber Eats. She's banned from Lyft. This is all true. I'm not making this up. And Trump supports her. But she's probably not going to get in because I think that's a blue district. But then in Oregon, I think there's some, I don't know if it's Congress or Senate, I think it's Congress, running for Congress, and she probably will get in. But these people are batshit crazy, and Trump's like, well, yeah, I hear they like me. So, yeah, they love America, and they like me.
Yeah, it's so, the stuff that, it's like reading the stuff that Scientologists believe in, and going, who believes in this crap? It's obviously so stupid and so made up, and then you're like, oh, all these famous people believe in it? Oh my God.
No, you know what it is?
Rational.
It's the crazy guy on the subway platform yelling ridiculous shit at you, but now we figured out the internet and the crazy people have fucking unionized, and part of the government is now crazy too. That's what it is. The insane guy that shit himself on the subway platform and telling you Jesus is coming to rip out your heart like Mula Ram and Temple of the Doom and Indiana Jones Temple of Doom and show it to you before you die, but only Donald Trump can put that bleeding heart back into your chest and save humanity, but now it's for reals.
Well, there's been something like a 7,000% increase in QAnon. I don't know if it's 700 or 7,000, but it was with a 7. And but just this huge increase in the amount of people that were involved in it. And I was watching this video about how it grew, and one of the things they found is that people who were tended to tap on things for stories for like anti-vax or something, then it would kind of lead them to another story and then lead them. So the people who tended to believe these more fringe beliefs, the computer algorithm would throw up something that would lead them closer and closer and then bring them to QAnon. And then that's how a lot of people were like, yeah, I believe that. Yep, believe that. I'm in, And then they were like, wow, I believe in all this stuff, that this makes sense to me. And that it's really increased in membership.
So Q is supposedly somebody who has been working in the government for years, fighting against this, and Donald Trump was recruited in the 90s, and Donald Trump is going to save us from these baby-eating pedophiles like Tom Hanks.
Now, what's the whole thing that Tom Hanks is a pedophile? What is that? I've heard.
It's QAnon. It's QAnon. That's QAnon. Yeah, the guy is stuck with a goddamn volleyball, and he dresses like a woman in the 80s, and now he's a fucking pedophile? Sure, he hung out with mermaids, but that was in the 80s. We all did crazy shit in the 80s, but now you're saying he's a pedophile? It makes no sense. Damn it, he was a war hero. Didn't you see Saving Private Ryan? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's QAnon, Joe. That it's. I'm glad you don't know that. I'm glad you have not gone down those.
Oh, it's spelled with a Q.
Well, yes, Joe.
It's spelled with a Q, and then anon, like the first words, letters of anonymous.
Yeah. Oh shit! I'm scared that Joe is going to discover this, and in 3 weeks he's going to be part of the converted. Damn it!
I know. Well, there's pictures of people at Republican rallies holding up giant Qs.
Oh yeah.
So right. And wearing shirts, and so it's become a thing for sure. But it's a crazy thing.
It's
a really crazy thing, because literally eating babies, literally.
That's what they believe.
Eating babies.
They believe all the. It's just I can't. That's why there's supposedly like a small asteroid that's supposed to hit before the election, but it's small. Nothing will happen. It'll burn up in the atmosphere. But I'm hoping it gets here. I think we have done enough. Humanity, at least America, we're done. I've been saying it for a while. We peaked. You know when we fucking peaked? When the wall came down. That's when we peaked. When with Reagan and the Soviet Union, the wall came down, and democracy rang free over most of the... That was it. After everything else has just been a shitstorm downhill. And I'm not saying the Reagan administration was all great and there weren't any problems. I'm not saying that at all. But America peaked then. That's when we held out our chest and said, fuck yeah, we did it. It's been a shitstorm since.
Well, let me ask you a question, because basically I just did a quick study on this. Do you feel that they are part of the radical, the religious right? Because it seems that a lot of their thinking is along the lines of the religious right.
No! I mean, they could be. They're a bunch of fucking lunatics, and they're but
the religious right.
No, I don't know. I think that's Jerry Falwell Jr. with the Cabana Boy. I think that's the religious right over there. You motherfucking cuck! How dare you tell me about gay people while you watch your wife for 8 years get plowed? You sanctimonious prick! You! And I don't even give a shit what he and his wife do. Just don't preach to me about family values, you motherfucker! You. No, I think this is a different type of batshit crazy, and Donald Trump is harvesting all the batshit he can get, because the same people are like, you know what, this is a little too much for me, but he's harvesting the batshit, go, we're going to have a good crop of batshit this year, we're going to spring up some new shit, I feel if we harvest all the batshit, we're going to get 4 years of bumper crops, that's what he's fucking doing! To the point where you, who supports Donald Trump, we know this, you would even go, it's a bit much. It's a bit. Listen, eating all the babies? I mean, they can't all be delicious. It's a bit much.
But there's some kind of hormone or something that's in the babies that's giving them special properties. I forget
yes,
what it
was. Yes, that's right. They're living like, longer.
Like
it's some type of fucking essence. What was that? The Never-Ending Story? Or so, it was like one of these science fiction movies in the 80s where like they had to get the essence. That's what it is. Babies have essence. That's why Joe Biden's always sniffing them. Joe Biden doesn't understand you actually have to consume them by eating them. He got bad information. He doesn't have the good Donald Trump information. Where you actually have to eat the baby. See, that's the problem. Joe Biden is not a radical. He's a moderate. He's trying to get the essence, but he won't fucking commit to eating the babies. He's just sniffing it up. He's trying to sniff the essence to live for 4 years to fucking complete the term. And he doesn't know it's just babies. He thinks you can sniff anybody and get essence. That's why his nose is always in somebody's hair. That's it. He's not being creepy. He just wants to live longer.
You know, basically, it was claimed by this one guy that had inside information on all this stuff, and usually that's what it starts with, some nut that, oh, I got you. Like, somebody will PM you with some of this shit. You know, oh, I've got, here's what they won't let on the internet. Blah, blah, you're reading it, it's like, all right.
Your pal, fucking constantly sending shit. Oh, they took another one off Facebook because it's bullshit. That's why they took it off Facebook. I'm sure you're getting this. I don't mind when he promotes a gig.
Well, sometimes he gets a little out of hand. But I'll give you another example. We've discussed this a lot, where a lot of people don't take the time out, but we do just to the nature of what we do. A high school buddy sent me a link and said, this is the actual George Floyd on the People's Court admitting that he was he carjacked somebody, and then they gave him this. So I looked at this, and you have to look at it a certain way. Number one, with everything that came out, if this was George Floyd, this would have come out a while ago. Number two, they would have made it so I went to the internet and I looked it up, and basically it happened to be another guy, George Floyd, who carjacked somebody who wound up on the people's court because they gave him like 30 days, but the woman wanted payment because the car got wrecked, and he made an agreement to go on the people's court. So you got, anytime you have that stuff come sliding through, you got to go, all right, wait a minute. You know, you got to take a look.
But here's the thing. Let's pretend it was the same George Floyd. Let's pretend he was on the people's court for carjacking. What the fuck does that have to do with a knee on his fucking neck? Listen, he could be the worst guy ever. And this guy wasn't. George Floyd, he had problems, whatever, we all have problems. He wasn't the worst guy ever. You still, if you're a cop or anybody, you still can't have your knee on somebody's neck for 8 minutes. So they're just trying to muddy the waters. I'm glad you're smart enough to fucking discern it and not fall for the bullshit. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not. They're just trying to cloud the fucking waters. One thing has nothing to do with the other. George Floyd could be a serial rapist, and he was not. George Floyd could be a serial rapist. That does not mean the cop can put his knee on the neck for 8 minutes. Unless George Floyd was trying to rape that cop's knee for 8 minutes. If he was trying to rape the cop's knee, they go, all right, that's a little much. You can't rape the cop. You can't rape the cop's knee. The cop's knee is saying no. That's what they try to do. These, I know, it's a hard one to envision. But you see, you got to put it up in the crook right there. Right there in the crook. That's, ow, I pulled a quad. Fuck, I pulled a quad doing an internet radio show. Oh, God, am I old.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not, Joe. I didn't stretch.
I thought you were making a fucking point.
I was, and then I hurt myself.
It was a knee. It was. I'm like, what an asshole! It was a knee, not a calf.
No, I pulled. I was going for the crook where the knee bends, but I didn't know I have to stretch before I do this goddamn show. Ugh! I suck. I lose all credibility because I pulled a muscle doing an internet radio podcast, Facebook Live, Zoom show. I really, really suck.
Not getting old, is it? Not fun getting old.
Right.
You know, I work out every day, I stretch, all these fucking stretching exercises before and after, I play ball, I stretch, I sit down to do a goddamn show and make a point, and I didn't stretch, and I fucking paid for it. Serves me right. What is that, Advil? Fuck you. Fuck you, Pip.
apparently, you got to add something to the pre-show checklist.
Very good.
Really?
Apparently, I do. You're right. I can't argue with you. I fucking did it live on the air. I suck.
Pip, we're in the middle of the whole George Floyd thing, and then he lifts up his leg, and I'm like, what's he proving a point? The fucking damn.
You know what point I proved? You know what? I'll tell you what point I proved. I'm getting old. It's fucking time to eat a baby. I need to get some of that youth. It's time to eat a baby.
Yes. Bring on the babies and the barbecue sauce.
We're going to have a baby buffet. A baby buffet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that somebody on the street has had a baby reasonably enough that they still have essence for me. I'm sick of getting old, too.
That sucked a bag of balls. To not only to do it, but to do it live, where there's like no playing it off, where like I don't have to share it with anybody. To fucking do it live, where I go, ow, cramp, ow, what a fucking old pussy I am. I suck.
And you have one of your co-hosts go, it wasn't a calf, it was a knee. It has nothing to do with the arm. I'm going to bang on your ass.
Ow. I think it's all right now. But geez, you're right. I got to stretch. I got to stretch before the show.
It better be. We have a while to go.
I know. When you can't even sit down and do a goddamn podcast without pulling a muscle, just fucking take me behind the shed and old yeller me. I'm done. I have nothing more to offer.
I know, it's terrible. Look, being this age is really, really not beneficial to my health.
Now all I have in my head is Kimberly Guilfoyle yelling at me that I didn't fucking stretch before the show. Now I have Kimberly yelling at me in my head.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes my ankle gives out, and I'm walking through the house, and my ankle gave out. I fell on my family room floor, which is hardwood. I'm lucky me. And I'm sitting there I'm laying on the ground, and first of all, I go, I've fallen, and I can't get up. I gotta make myself laugh. And then I'm on the ground, and I'm looking, like, under my furniture, and I'm like, I live alone. This will probably be the last sight I ever see. You know? It's gonna be the dust under the TV set, and then Mom and Jesus waving me in.
You gotta get one of those, what are those life alert things? You're of that age. My mother-in-law has one.
Yeah, but who the hell's going to answer it? Yeah.
No, but no, 911. They don't know you. They'll come.
Yeah they come. Well,
they don't know you. They'll come.
Well, because nobody wants to get a 911 call, try to rescue, then get fucking yelled at.
Yell at the cops. They like the cops.
Yeah, well, you still might fucking yell. Who knows with you? You can't be trusted.
Well, that was like when I tripped over nothing in the garden and ended up like pulling my rotator cuff and injuring myself. I was like, I rolled over on my back and I was lying there for a while trying to assess the situation. And I was like, well, first of all, how long is it going to take for somebody to find me lying here?
Right.
And they're going to think I stroked out, you know?
Right. And then you got to go, okay, now if somebody does find me, do I go with this ridiculous truth? Or do I make shit up? There was a snake, or there was a lion, or, you know, the son of a bitch got the score, but I fought back, and, you know, unfortunately the fucking shoulder went, but the son of a bitch ran off, he wanted to fuck with me. Yeah.
I would have gone with, in this neighborhood, I would have gone with a deer just ran through and knocked me over.
Even because... the deer.
But I tripped over nothing. But the thing is it's, I don't even, like you, your ankle just gave out. I don't even know what happened in my case. I just, like, my body just said, you, down, now.
What happened?
That's like with my ankle. It's like, we're not walking anymore now.
That's why you got to eat them babies. You got to eat them babies. Fuck QAnon. I'm going to eat them babies. Get their essence. You can't stop me.
I've been talking about, you know, whenever people ask me if I was going to have kids, I'm like, yes, I'm going to have one later with barbecue sauce. They're delicious.
Baby and back now, ribs.
I guess QAnon caught on and they know I'm, yeah. I'm part of the group.
So, Joe, you were a social justice warrior this weekend.
Yes, I most certainly was. What happened was is that the Governor's Comedy Club, when they came out with the COVID-19 standards that they had to do, governors went out and they set up an outside club that seats about 50 people, half capacity. I mean, I went to see Dice last week. There were 60 people there. Usually there's 320 in the club. But James went out and he spent a load of money setting up this little room outside the club. And he also spent another decent amount of cash setting up the inside of Governors, the inside of the Brokers, and the inside of McGuire's to meet and exceed the COVID-19 guidelines. And things were going okay. Governor Cuomo issued a thing where if there's any venue that has live entertainment, can't be open. And they shut governors down.
It's not just governors. They shut them all down. It's not even like one-offs, like at restaurants and like wineries and all shut down in New York.
Right. Shut them all down. And for the small business owner, it goes past that we're comics and we want to work. It transcends that because that is, basically the way we are. We have to deal with certain conditions. Now, Davin, and I mentioned this at the rally and stuff like that, we have to put the work in. We need to put the work in. Well, here's the deal. Governors put the work in. Not only did they put the work in, they exceeded what needed to be done. And the governor... In a flat out that we all have to close. So we had a rally protesting that, and we had some politicians come down that stood up with us. County executive of Nassau County wrote to Cuomo and said they are meeting. Her name is Ann Curran. They are meeting or exceeding the guidelines that you have established for this. At a considerable expense. To shut them down is a slap at them for following the guidelines and a slap at all the small businesses that have followed the guidelines. An example of that is a restaurant that Joe's Girl and I went to in our old hometown. And you go in there and they have exceeded the guidelines. You wear a mask, you have this plexiglass, and you sit in the booth and the waitress comes by, we're all wearing a mask. And you're able to have a nice meal. They also have it outside. So what we're protesting is that the governor needs to reopen the clubs and the restaurants that are abiding by this. Have the inspectors come out, look at the clubs, and see that they aren't meeting or exceeding the guidelines. Because these businesses have to get going again. And the businesses that, are following the guidelines have to get going again. You have to give these guys a chance. They're doing it the right way. And it just, for Cuomo, who never owned a small business, never sat with payroll, never, ran one, he doesn't understand that. And it's not like we were sitting there going, everybody deserves to laugh and the club should be able to. No. I actually was hanging out with James when he set how he was going to set it up. I was at a party. We were all hanging out, and he set up the groundwork, what he wants to do. And he even said, I'm going to exceed what you want to do because I want to keep it kind of classy and, show that the patrons that we are going beyond looking out for their safety. And just, the whole thing, got to shut down. So we had a rally on Sunday, and it was good. A lot of us showed up. And hopefully we're petitioning all the politicians, writing them that the governor we're giving the governor to Wednesday to reset his position. Now, what can we do on Wednesday? Well, you want to know something? He'll be bombarded with requests to do it. So, like I said, and I kept on thinking of Davin while we were doing this, where, always goes in, well, we have to put the work in. The work has to put in. The work has been put in.
Well, we talked about this last week on the show. I brought this up last week, and it's not just New York. It's San Diego, and it's a bunch of other cities. We talked about this. Now, here's the interesting thing, and I agree with you, Joe. I'm with you on this, and not because it's comedy. I don't understand why in New York we've just opened up bowling alleys, which are inside, and you're sticking your hands in balls, and I know they're spacing, and I'm wearing shoes in gyms, and I'm not saying those places should or should not be open. But, I always say, follow the science, and Cuomo has always said, follow the science. I think, at the very least, he owes it to these businesses to show what the science is. Give us the reasoning why, if we're social distancing and we're outside and we're doing everything right, while we can't do these things. I think he owes us that much. And I think they
he
all
owes
do.
Us that much. He owes us that much to inspect these establishments. You know, I mean, you have the Board of Health come in, you know, to check the food, to check all the sanitary stuff. Have them come in. You put out guidelines. These establishments are following these guidelines. They're not, you know, skipping stuff. So with that being said, you know, have them come in and make it on a case-by-case basis. The county executive was in there and said they met or exceeded.
Well, you know what we're seeing?
The representatives and assemblymen were in there and said the same thing.
Were they all Republicans or any of them Democrats?
There were some Democrats, and the county executive of Nassau County is a Democrat.
Interesting. So it's bipartisan. Here's the thing, and we've certainly seen it with Trump. We saw it with Bloomberg, and now we're seeing it with Cuomo, and we saw it with Giuliani too. Whenever politicians get power, they always seem to take it just a step too far. And you know, Cuomo was, in my opinion, I know it's not everybody, but in my opinion, Cuomo was killing it. He'd really hit the stride with the press conferences and keeping us safe. We have one of the lowest infection rates in the country. I think it's 0.6%. It's why we can have some in-class schooling and everything, which is the most important thing, so people can go to work. He was killing it. So if you're not going to let them have live entertainment outside, because I understand we can't have it inside and it's going to get cold soon. I get that. If you're not going to have it outside, you got to give us a reason. And he's not doing that as of yet. And this is why, you know, and just go back to a theme and then we'll take the break. This is why what I've said all along with Donald Trump, because he keeps on breaking all these rules. And I keep on reminding Joe and everybody else going out there, he's doing it now. Eventually, there's going to be a Democrat doing it. And this is what you happen when you don't have checks on power. Because they get a little ahead of themselves, full of themselves. Now, I think this is the first time Cuomo, and I'm not really keeping tabs on him, but so far from what I observed, this is the first time he's gone too far. And this is where you need that pushback. I'm glad there's Democrats on board. Cuomo's a Democrat. But this is where you need the pushback from sensible politicians on all sides, but presumably it'd be Republicans going, "Hey, listen, man, we get what you're doing. You've done a good job. But this is too much, and this is why it's too much." These businesses only have a narrow window to make this money. They're doing the guidelines, which you set, which is keeping everybody safe. They've been able to hire more staff, bring some people back to work. It's creating business. People need to have it's so depressing now. This is why it's good. We need you to tell us why it's bad, because we don't understand. Because right now we have a bunch of constituents that have laid out all this money to play by the rules scientifically to keep everybody safe, and you're shutting it down, and it's hurting. That's what needs to happen.
Right. Now, you ever notice where you say, well, you listen to a show or go, boy, I wish I was on that show. I'd love to make my point. I was listening to WOR this morning on the way into work, and Michael Riedel, who was one of the co-hosts, was saying that, I talk for a living. Thank you.
Look on the bright side. At least you didn't pull a muscle.
Yeah. De Blasio was saying that the restaurants can't open maybe into 2021. And they had Ron Kuby on there to discuss it with Michael Riedel and Len Berman. So what Ron Kuby was saying, you have to realize that he gave 30,000 in his estimate, but I looked at the stat and it's 23,000. You have to realize that 23,000 people lost their lives in New York City. And he's ever 23,000. And then I looked up at the stats and I'm like, all right, there's 8.5 million people that live in New York City. Okay. Of that, that is 0.002% of the populace. Okay. With that in mind, unemployment is 18.1%, which is 1,440,000 people that are unemployed that are sitting there wondering how they're going to make money. My thing is this, we go by the science, but let's go by the statistics. We have learned a lot. You have the guidelines out. Give the restaurants a chance to try to set up a plan to abide by the COVID-19 protocol. Have them present a plan. And they present the plan, and if the Board of Health decides it's okay, that restaurant decides we could afford to do this at half capacity or whatever. The curve has been flattened. It's been flattened significantly going into that. With that being said, we don't be foolhardy, but we try to get things going using the guidelines given to give these people a chance. I understand that it's horrible that 23,000 people, you know, died, but there's 1,440,000 that don't have a job. I realize that it's not, you know, they're not all in the service business, but a lot are. Give it a chance, but you know, and that's what I think.
Well, here, what you say is very rational. Here's what has to happen, and this is what other countries have done. First of all, you got to float these businesses. You got to float these people. That's how you have a real shutdown. That's what these countries that have really kept COVID-19 under control the best they can. The government said, we're going to give you 90% of your wages. They gave it to the businesses to pay the people to keep everybody afloat for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. That's what we need to do. We need to commit to do that instead of this dribs and drabs thing that one state does one thing, one state does another thing. That being said, what you say is right. That is absolutely correct. That's what a lot of the gyms had a problem with. You know, they thought they were going to be able to open up in phase four. They were not allowed to. They've just opened up a couple of days ago. But the government, had given them no guidelines. Give us the guidelines. What do we need?
Yes.
What do we need to do to keep everybody safe but to give it a shot? That's what needs to happen, and it's not happening. It's a failure right now.
Like you said, they were saying, you know, you say, well, we'll give you the money. A lot of these restaurant owners, you know, they're entrepreneurs. They want the chance to get their place rolling again, and like I said, with the guidelines, we'll, you know, go by the guidelines. But just give us the guidelines, and we'll see if we could do this at half capacity. But give us the let me get to work. Let me get my people. Because what happens is, you know, I have a good staff. I can't get my staff back. I have to do this. Give us the chance. Don't make it such a broad spot. I know we have to follow the science, but we're at a point now that we have to follow the statistics as well. Use the statistics, following the science, and hopefully we can sort of get some semblance back to give people a chance.
Well, hopefully Cuomo will look at this. I still think he's done a good job. I think this is a mistake, and that, you know, and see, here's the difference. Then we're going to take our break. You can look at a politician who you like and say, all right, I like what they're doing, but this is wrong. They could do this better. That's a responsible way to look at things. What I have a problem with the cultists in Trump, and Joe's not really a cultist, although I don't know why he's voting for him, but Joe's not a cultist. Joe's put Trump on the table, so I called Trump on the carpet, so I give him credit for that. But the cultists in the Cult 45, Donald Trump could never do any wrong. He's always a victim. You can't take those people seriously. You gotta be able to call the people you love, the people you like, onto the carpet when they've done wrong. And that's why I'm doing that here with Cuomo. I like Cuomo. I think he's done a great job for New York. I'm thrilled my kid gets to go to school a couple of days a week. I hope it lasts. I think it'll get shut down by Thanksgiving, but fingers crossed. I hope it lasts. I think he's done a great job. But this is wrong. This is wrong. It has to be evaluated. It should be something urgent. And it's not just New York City. It's not just the New York City tri-state area. It's all these areas. They want to try.
Yeah.
They got about, what is it? It's the end of August. They got about another 6 weeks. 6 weeks. You could go until about mid-October in this area of doing outside stuff. They got another 6 weeks to try to make money, less money than they normally make, but try to make some go out of it until probably it's all going to get shut down again because you can't do shit inside. It really should be something done urgently. So, Joe, I applaud you. I applaud you for being part of the rabble-rousers, the people you traditionally look your nose down at. Don't you have a job? Good for you, Joe. You took democracy in your own hands. I love it.
But still, like I said, for those reasons, you know, you got to understand something. I've worked for small businesses since I was 16. Okay, and I've watched the guys that own these small businesses. They were entrepreneurs, they had ideas, they invested their time and their money into the businesses. And I look at governors the same way. I look at it my upset was more of being somebody that has worked for small businesses all my life. And actually, you know, was hanging out at a buddy's party with James explaining what he wanted to do to the club and just to have that done. And I was there obviously as a comic, but I was also there as a supporter of small business. And that's what brought me out, and that's what really let me to be outspoken on that. So hopefully, they'll get to Cuomo. Like I said, the county executive of Nassau County wrote a letter to Cuomo explaining the situation and how it's a disservice if they keep them close. We'll find out. We'll see what happens.
Well, I have faith in Governor Cuomo, so I hope he does the right thing. At minimum, show us the science why we can't have live entertainment outside. But I'm hoping that the science shows that we can if we do it properly and responsibly. And the places that have put this effort in should get rewarded. And honestly, now this is the liberal in me. Honestly, I would say these places that get shut down, I mean, I know we're bankrupt as a state. I would hope they could get some type of compensation for lost time, that they've been shut down where they were hoping to make money. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's gonna happen. But really, they should be compensated because
I just want to add one more thing. There's actually a comedy workshop. This guy Stephen Perillo runs it at a place called One Eye Jack over in Bethpage, New York, and he follows protocols. So what we're doing, Steve's been hosting these comedy workshops, and I went Friday night, and it was really good. I saw some of the guys were wearing masks, were on stage, were social distancing, and it's a great time to get on stage. And it was one of those things. There really was no audience there, and there was about maybe four or five of his vets there. Everybody went up on stage with a pad. I haven't been on stage with a pad in a while, but we're all figuring this out, figuring our material out, you know, in front of the other guy. I'm going back on Thursday, and I'm going back on Friday to another place just to get back up, and it's great, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's social distancing. We're following the protocol, and we're trying to get our working on our acts because, as I said a couple of weeks ago, I believe my next gig is at Mohegan Sun with Ferrara, and I can't be rusty, you know. I mean, I haven't been on stage in 5 months, but I'm at a casino. I'm working at a club. I'm trying to get back into for 3 years. I can't be rusty, so going to these workshops is great.
Yeah, all right.
So I applaud Stephen Perillo for keeping that going.
All right. So Joe is a little social justice warrior, like we always knew he could be. We're gonna take our first break. We're gonna open up with Steve Bannon gets arrested for fraud. We're gonna go through that. I'm gonna tell you how this fraud that Bannon and his boys committed is kind of like what the African scammers do. I'm gonna walk you through that, and we'll talk about the ice cream truck song might be verboten. Infected teachers in the classroom. Joe and the hoe have to go off Amazon. And Tom Brenneman says a homophobic slur on the air. So much more to get to. But on the break, we got new music from Boris Keating and Gianni Foy with Bear Der Sign. I know I didn't say that right. And B-Men. Doing the best I can. And B-Men with... Who Inspires Me? And you can learn more about both those artists at KHB-Music.